Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Owen Sound, where the Rangers erase the memory of a 5-3 loss on home ice just 24 hours later, scoring five of their own in a 5-2 win here in Owen Sound. Let's look at your scoring summary from this game. Welcome back, Colby Barlow, a 16-game absence, and he gave Owen Sound a 1-0 lead on the power play at 13:50 of the first period. Barlow's 10th from Cedric Gandon and Sam Sedley. But Luke Ellenis would reply times two for the Kitchener Rangers in the first period. Ellenis with his sixth of the season and second in as many games. He also scored last night from Matt Andonovsky at 15:14 of the first. And then just 2 minutes and 2 seconds later, Ellenis would get another from Hunter Brustevich and Matt Andonovsky. It came in four aside hockey and a beautiful pass from Hunter Brustevich. It was 2-1 Rangers after 20 minutes. In the second, the Rangers would get a couple of quick ones. Kyle Morey, unassisted at 3:30, Morey's sixth. And then Trent Swick's 17th from Adrian Misiljevic at 5:08. So two goals, 98 seconds apart. Rangers led 4-1, and that chased Corbin Vodery from the attack goal tonight. It sparked the attack at least a little bit. Carter George was terrific, made a flurry of saves, three consecutive shots at one point from Hunter Brustevich, who just had the puck coming back to him and back to him. But George was solid, and Ethan Burrows would get one back for Owen Sound before the end of the second. The 16th of the season for Burrows from Sedley and Barlow at 11:59, and it was 4-2 Kitchener after 40. In the third, only one goal, and it came off the stick of Adrian Misiljevic, the kid's 20th of the season. He had three as a rookie, and he had four last year. He's got 20 this year. It goes down unassisted at 8:32 of the third. Rangers 5, Owen Sound 2, and that's how this one would finish. The attack go 1-for-3 on the Channers power play. The Rangers go 0-for-2, and Kitchener outshoots Owen Sound 42-24. A Saturday night crowd of 3,085 here at the Bayshore to take this one in. Again, the Rangers win it 5-2. Post-game coverage is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We'll get downstairs to UC Ahokas and some post-game conversation coming up. Stay with us on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Owen Sound, where the Rangers pick up a 5-2 victory over the attack and draw even in the season series at three wins apiece. Imagine that, six times already the Rangers have played the attack. Kitchener has finished their season series with Windsor, playing four games and winning them all against the Spitfires. And through all of this, just one meeting so far with the London Knights. But that's the way the schedule goes. You only play the games they put in front of you. And the Rangers, again, draw even in the season series with Owen Sound at three wins apiece and a couple of games still to go in the season series. As we await head coach UC Ahokas for some post-game thoughts, we'll take a look at our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today, the Ottawa 67s lost their third straight game, and it came thanks to a victory by the Kingston Frontenacs, and it's the third straight win for Kingston. 7-4 the final at TD Place in Ottawa, and a nice crowd, just under 6,300 to take that one in today. Meantime, the Brantford Bulldogs, don't look now, but the Bulldogs are some kind of hot. They have not lost in regulation in seven games now. They are 5-0-2, and they leapfrogged the Mississauga Steelheads for first place in the Eastern Conference. Yes, the Brantford Bulldogs in first place in the East, and that's courtesy of a 6-1 win today on home ice over Barrie. It's gone final at the Erie Insurance Arena, and the Otters will double up The Niagara Ice Dogs, 6-3 the final in that one. The Otters snap a two-game skid. And for Niagara, you can give them three consecutive losses now. Niagara, of course, was on the wrong end of a 10-2 decision in this building on Thursday night against the Owen Sound Attack. Maybe the Attack used up a few too many goals on Thursday. An 8-point night franchise record for Denny Gore in that one. 3 goals and 5 assists. And Ethan Burrows had 6 points, 2 goals and 4 assists for the Attack in that one. But Niagara falls again, this time 6-3 in Erie. In Flint, give the Firebirds some credit here. They got stuck in Kitchener last night. Their bus broke down, so they had to travel back home today to play a home game against Guelph. The Storm jump out to a 2-0 lead. The Firebirds battle back to tie it, but ultimately the Storm go on to win 3-2 in Flint. Let's send you downstairs to Paul Fixter and UC Ahokas.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. And coach, real nice bounce-back victory for your hockey club tonight. What do you think the biggest difference from last night's performance to tonight's was?
Well, today we were competing. Today we were ready. Of course, from the Christmas break, it was a long break. But all in all, like, we were, all four lines were playing good. Malbuff played a great game, but still we outshot the opponent quite much, and we were shooting pucks, getting pucks to the net, we were working, and Ellen has 2 big goals. I thought it was overall from us a really good game.
This team has been real resilient all season, coach. You bounce back after games that, you know, weren't your best games. Is that something you can teach, or is that innate? How is this team able to do that time and time again?
Well, we go back to our identity, our character, what we want to be. Like yesterday, we weren't doing all the things what you have to do if you want to win hockey games. And today, we're not the most skilled team, but if we play with structure and we work hard, then we always have a chance to win.
I thought Matt Andonofsky had one of his strongest games today. He's a heck of a leader on this team, isn't he?
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. He played hard. Good breakout. But I have to say also, Bruce Davich, like, I thought he was unreal today. Like, even though maybe, I don't know, did get 1 point or whatever, but I thought he played big men, and both of them played really big minutes and came up big, and that's how it is. If you want to play good, your big boys have to play well.
Do you emphasize to the team the importance of divisional games, Owen Sound being in the same division as the Rangers?
No, we don't really talk about it. Not that. Everybody knows, but every game's important, and we keep just getting better and better. That's how, like, just we go game by game. Yeah, we don't think, like, of course, London games might be a little bit bigger than others, but otherwise it's just a game.
Well, it's been a good start to the 23 part of the season. Enjoy your New Year's. We'll see you in the new year, coach.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas with his post-game thoughts. I love it. Bring on some games against the London Knights. Let's get that rivalry heated up again. Just one more quick note on our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. The Saginaw Spirit in a dogfight right now. They've battled back to tie the Windsor Spitfires. It's in Saginaw, 4-4 with 3.5 minutes to play. And the Sudbury Wolves did the Rangers a favor tonight, knocking off the Sioux Greyhounds in Sault Ste. Marie 5-1. So the Rangers move now 3 points ahead of the Sioux Greyhounds in the overall OHL standings. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We continue from Owen Sound on City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Owen Sound, a 5-2 win for the Rangers over the Attack. Kitchener improves to 25-9-2 on the season, and 52 points is three better than the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, who lost tonight 5-1 on home ice to the Sudbury Wolves on our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. Let's take a look at our three stars from this game here at the Bay Shore tonight in front of a crowd of 3,085. Colby Barlow, welcome back to the team and to the league. The league misses a player of Colby Barlow's caliber, and he showed why. After a 16-game absence, he jumps into the fray with a goal and an assist and is named the third star of the game. Matt Andonofsky, who had a pair of helpers in the first period for the Kitchener Rangers and was a calming influence all night long. Andonofsky is named star number two. And Luke Ellenis, with a couple of goals, he's got three in his past two games. Who had Ellenis as the hottest player coming out of Christmas? Ellenis is named star number one. So your three stars go Ellenis, Andonofsky, and Barlow. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Post-game coverage continues from Owen Sound. It's brought to you by You Save Flooring. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, in some buildings, it's harder than others to get the players out of the dressing room and out for a post-game interview, and that's okay. We got to hear from the head coach, who was understandably pleased with a bounce-back win, a bounce-back effort, really, even as much as the win from his hockey club, and a couple of beasts on the blue line. We thought Matt Andonofsky had a nice night, and UC Ahokas quite rightly points to Hunter Brustevich as well. The pass he made in setting up Luke Ellenis for his second of the game was something to behold. So once again, we'll say, hey, Team USA, we think you missed a gem. Carson Rakoff and the World Junior Canadian squad will be in action tomorrow against Germany. There will also be a full slate, eight games in the Ontario Hockey League heading into New Year's Eve. And we'll be back at it on New Year's Day, one of two games. Kitchener travels to Oshawa to take on the Generals for the first time this season. Oshawa plays in North Bay tomorrow night, so or tomorrow afternoon. So they're going to be a more tired team as the Rangers face them on Monday. That'll be a 2 o'clock puck drop and a 1:30 pregame with Paul Fixter and I here on your home of Kitchener Rangers hockey. So once again, it's a 5-2 win for the Rangers tonight in Owen Sound as Kitchener gets off the schneid just 24 hours after getting onto the schneid, if you will, in that loss to Flint. Really quickly, Paul, I know you just came back from downstairs, but understandably pleased was head coach UC Ahokas, and I like the way he looks at this. We're not the most skilled team, but if we play the way the coaching staff wants you to play, we're going to have success, and that's what the Rangers had tonight.
Yeah, one of the questions I asked them was about, do you teach this resiliency? And obviously you can't teach that, but there's a reason this team rebounds so well. They're prepared to go out and execute after a bit of a dud last night. And kudos to the staff and the players then for executing the plan that was put in place. But you can put any plan you want in place. If you don't have the work ethic to match it, it doesn't matter. And tonight they had the work ethic. Sorry about not getting a player. I don't know if they were celebrating or what, but
it happens.
I couldn't find anybody.
It's a tough arena with a room in around down a hallway, so it's all good. We got what we needed, and the Rangers got what they needed.
That was good. The most important thing is we got 2 points, Mike, and
that's
it'll
right.
be a happy bus ride home.
I love the happy bus rides home. They're much better than the unhappy bus rides home. So we'll go catch that bus and we'll bid you a good night. But thank you very much for being a part of our last Kitchener Rangers broadcast of 2023. We wish you the happiest of New Year's. Celebrate responsibly and please join us again on New Year's Day from Oshawa. Again, the pregame show will be at 1:30 on Monday afternoon. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, who's back at the boardwalk tonight, the Rangers win it 5-2 on the road tonight. My name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday night from the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center in Owen Sound.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.